Hello, we are The Promise of Love, bringing to you The Love Effect.
A podcast that brings you real insight and real stories about real relationships.
Welcome back. We're talking about dating someone with kids. So that could be, you know, you're dating somebody and they have either grown kids or small kids, blended families. So Rob, what are your concerns that you have about dating someone with small kids?
Well, for me, it was that I had already gotten past the small kids stage in my life, and I was not really looking to go back to that. I also recognize that if you're dating someone with a small child, that they will probably have some additional constraints on how flexible they are in developing the relationship. And so I didn't foresee myself trying to grow an intimate relationship. And I just mean emotionally intimate, talking about the past, talking about how things got to where they are today, while having to keep mindful of small ears that will overhear the conversation. And so I thought a small child would be an impediment to the growth that me and my love interest would have.
Now, can you also have, what you're talking about, the hearing, could that also be with older children too?
Well, with older children, it's both more feasible and actually legal to leave them at home alone. If you have a kid who's 6, 7, 8 years old, if there's no babysitter, you've got to take them on the date with you. But someone who is 14, 15, 16 years old, they should be able to stay at home alone while you're having an intimate conversation over coffee or tea. You should be able to have some conversations outside of the home such that you can get into some of the things that really need to be discussed and get to know each other better. So how about you? How do different parenting styles challenge a relationship when there are kids involved?
Well, I would say the challenge would be because you might have one view of how you need to, you want to discipline the child or something. Then the other person might have a different view about how they want their child disciplined. So then you try to date each other and trying to figure out how to make it work with the children.
I see. And you know, sometimes there can be some, and I don't want to think this way, but it's true, it exists. There could be some post-traumatic stress going on in the child's previous life with the other parent. If that child-parent relationship was not a strong one, if it was full of some emotional abuse, let's say, then there might be some triggers that you don't quite understand that could deteriorate an otherwise great relationship with those kids. And so sometimes it's difficult to keep those in mind because you don't have the perspective of the trauma that the child previously experienced.
Understood. So what about the positives? How can kids enrich a relationship?
Well, there's a few things that could enrich the relationship whenever there are additional children involved. For example, one child may have always wished for a brother or sister, and bringing in a brother or sister with, you know, that comes with the dating relationship, that could bring a family dynamic that has been wished for a very long time. A great example is your two boys. I mean, they're grown now, but, you know, in their adulthood, these two brothers are the best of friends, but they would never have been if they weren't brought together through a blended family situation.
Exactly.
Another thing is loving the child shows a love for your love interest that surpasses anything that you could do directly for that love interest. If you take an interest in the well-being of that child, and you show them this love that has been missing in their lives, wow, both women and men, if you show the love for their child, it will endear you to their heart even more. Of course, this should not be used as a ploy. You shouldn't go through the child to try and win over the parent's heart. But if you do love that parent, one of the things you do is love all parts of that parent, love all parts of your love interest, including the children that they bring into the relationship. And then third, and this has really got to be the most amazing thing, if you can fill the void, if a child has been living without a mommy or without a daddy in a single parent home, they don't have that mother figure, they don't have that father figure, and you can step up and fill that void for them, wow, that has got to be one of the most amazing, most enriching parts of a blended family relationship.
Didn't we discuss this in our online course?
Well, sort of. In step two, we do talk about how to paint the portrait of your perfect partner. And this podcast episode may have helped you decide whether you do or do not want to date someone with kids. Here's the thing to keep in mind, though. Every relationship is going to come with surprises, challenges, and blessings disguised as troubles. Children bring different kinds of challenges, but they are not the source of problems. You will not escape challenges by avoiding kids. You'll just get different ones. And you may really miss out on something special. So, before you decide, pray on it. Then have faith in the path that your prayers lead you to. Embrace every challenge and be grateful for every blessing that comes to you for doing what you were called to do. Hey, thanks for tuning in to The Love Effect. Respectfully, we ask you to hit that subscribe button to help us keep this going. And if you'd really like some detailed guidance on how to find and confirm true love, come visit us at stepstofindtruelove.com. That's www.stepstofindtruelove.com. Blessings to you.